will kick off his national COVID-19 strategy to ramp up vaccinations and testing, reopen schools and businesses, and increase the use of masks, including a requirement that Americans mask up for travel. Biden also will address inequities in hard-hit minority communities as he signs 10 pandemic-related executive orders on Thursday. Those orders are a first step, and specific details of many administration actions are still being spelled out. The new president has vowed to take far more aggressive measures to contain the virus than his predecessor, starting with stringent adherence to public health guidance. Slow progress on the vaccine rollout and political uncertainty over whether congressional Republicans will help him pass a $1.9 trillion economic relief package. Biden officials say they're hampered by lack of cooperation from the Trump administration during the transition and that they don't have a complete understanding of their predecessor's actions on vaccine distribution. They also face a litany of complaints from states that say they are not getting enough of the vaccine as they are being asked to vaccinate more categories of people. Biden acknowledged the urgency of the mission in his inaugural address yesterday, saying, quote, "We are entering what may well be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus." He asked Americans to join him in a moment of silence in memory of more than 400,000 people in the U.S. who have died from COVID-19. This is VOA News. An earthquake with an estimated magnitude of 5.3 rattled Cyprus on Thursday, witnesses said, with no immediate reports of damage.